All right, you ready?
Well, I think we have about a minute to go.
Really? I don't think there's that much time.
Let me see. About 45 seconds.
Are your engineers ready?
Ready?
Stand by.
All right, he's coming up. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very happy tonight and certainly awed by the fact that a local FM station is here, broadcast live from our stage. So now we have about how much time?
We have 20 seconds. 20
about
seconds.
20 seconds, so we're about to go on the air.
Quite good.
Radio station WFM FMT, broadcasting the finest of everything worthwhile. The time is now 9:30. If you consult your program guide listings for 7 o'clock, you will discover that the next scheduled program has been changed. Tonight, we at WFM FMT are establishing a new policy. We are, for the first time in our entire broadcasting history, leaving our studio. Broadcast tonight, quiet, tasteful, remote broadcast from one of the country's quiet, tasteful, remote, intellectual, wildly exciting nightclubs or bistros, the Second City. Now, I understand that the Second City itself is establishing a new precedent this evening. Mr. Duncan, is it correct that you have imported a folk singer?
That's right, Omar. We felt that every quiet, tasteful,
yes,
remote, intellectual, wildly exciting bistro should have a folk singer, so we went out and got one.
Wonderful. Where did you find it?
We looked in the Yellow Pages. Under F.
As we all know, the folk music of the past is the thing of the future, and we at FM FMT are doing everything we can to push it.
You certainly are. And of course, looked everywhere for our folk singer. We
yes.
looked in the mountains, and you know, they're found out up there.
Yes.
And in the valleys, on the farms, in the rural areas. That's redundant, but it's true. And we found ours in a sewer.
Really?
Yes, he works for the city down there singing his songs of the underground. And I think with a little encouragement that we can get him out here, because I think you're really
wonderful indeed. Let's then hear without further ado from the Second City special imported folk singer, Cowboy Alan Arkin.
Thank you. I'd like to sing a little song I picked up in England on my Fulbright. Tiger, tiger, burning bright in forest of the night. What a mortal hand or eye could frame the fearful symmetry. Now William Blake was a man like you or me. He was just plain folks. And what shoulder and what heart could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when that heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? Now William Blake was a poet and a philosopher, a teacher and a mystic and a writer. Nothing you'd ever want to put on a job application. When the star cast down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see that he who made the lamb make thee?
Outstanding example of the folk art. I would like to call another member of the Second City Company to our microphone and ask him a few questions about the song. Mr. Severin Darden.
Yes.
Mr. Darden, we've played on our station a great many folk songs.
Yes, you have.
We've played a large number of cowboy songs.
Yes, I know this.
This particular song is the first one which I can remember which features a tiger. Are there others?
Well, Omar, as you may know, in the time of William Blake, the poet,
yes,
there were such things as tiger baiting gardens. Now, these were large gardens where tigers were baited. And all of the people, both high and low alike, there was an upper class at that time,
yes,
would go to see the tigers baited. Cow baiting gardens, on the other hand, were fairly rare because the cow, as we know it, or indeed as anyone knows it, is a fairly docile animal except when enraged.
Thank you for that, Mr. Darden.
Yes.
Mr. Darden, I wonder if you noticed in the song the words, water heaven with your tears.
Yes, I did.
Would you say that that classifies the song as a blues?
Strictly speaking, possibly. Because, as you realize, in order to water heaven with your tears, the tears would have to fall up. This definitely classifies the song as non-Newtonian.
Thank you very much, Mr. Darden. Thank you indeed. And now we pause for a brief announcement. Over 32 years ago, on a deserted, light-stricken lot on Chicago's bleak west side, Antonin L. Wellman founded a small, peaceful building and loan association and gave it the name Wellman. Today, Wellman Federal is the third largest federally chartered savings only, paying a rate more than 0.3% beyond the rate paid by savings-only institutions not chartered by the FSLIC, and beyond the rate permitted by law for banks to pay, and in fact typically paid out by over 85% of the banks beyond a 3-mile radius of the loop, with the fourth largest 3 non-adjacent parking lots for savings customers only in the city of Chicago. Wellman customers need never fear that crass financial matters will be dragged out into the open at any Wellman desk. Wellman believes that its chief responsibility is not to the pocketbook of any individual, a group of individuals, but to our planet and its future. If you are not now a Wellman customer, and you share Wellman's unshakable faith in the human race, remember, you are always welcome at Wellman Federal Savings and Loan Association, where money is never mentioned.